Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basav Kuf Mem Ches, bringing up seven lines down. Yibaylu Frakdele Gemara. Let's say you have a case, a delicious case of fruit. Yibaylu Dekel Echadu Perusav LaAcher Mao. If a person goes in, they say they're leaving over their Dekel, the palm tree, for one person, and they're Peros, but they're leaving the fruit for somebody else. What's the din? Mishir Makom Pere? Did he leave over a little bit when he said he's giving it, you know, the tree to Bob and the fruits to Dave? Did he leave over when he said to Bob a little bit of the place where the fruits are coming out that it goes to Dave? Well, Lushir, he didn't, and therefore Bob gets everything. Imtim Tol Melacher, Lo Havishir, if you want to say to leave over for someone who's not considered leftover, La'atzmama, what happened when he says it's going to Bob and it's going to himself, the fruits? Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Imtim Salome Dekel Echad Perusav LaAcher, Lo Havishir Makom Pere. Even in the case if you wanted to say that it leaves over for Bob the tree and the fruits for Dave, that it wouldn't be left over for Dave, Dekel Echad Vishir Perusav LaFanav, he did it for someone else, for Bob, and left over the fruits for himself, then Shir Makom Pere, he left over for himself. My time, well, what's the difference between the two? Because Kol Agabe Nafshe Ba'ayin Yafeh Mishar. Whatever a person is doing for himself, he's doing it Ba'ayin Yafeh in a way he's very generous that he's going to be able to gain from it. So clearly he's leaving the place of the fruits for him to be able to get from it. Amar Lei Rabbi Abba Ravashi Anan at the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Mastisala. We taught this type of idea on something we saw Rabbi Shimon Lakish. We saw this way back in the Samchal Beis Gimel, those sugyas over there. The Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, a mocher pious lechaver. Somebody sells a house to his friend, Vomerlin, he says, Amanash Diota El Yona Shali, on condition that the Diota El Yona is mine. Says the respond, what's the Diota El Yona? He Aliyah El Yona Shal Gagabais. It's the roof that's found on top of the house, then he does retain ownership over that. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. Yibaylu. There was a question that was asked about that. Let's say the owner gave the house to one person and the roof on top, he gave it to another person. What's given to the din? Miyavishir lo. When he gave it to the first person, the guy number one, did he leave over something that that second guy is going to get it? Or does he not? And therefore the first guy gets it and the second guy gets nothing. Imtim Salor Baislechad Yotelech. What's given to the din if he held back the rooftop for himself and he told someone that he was giving him the house except for the rooftop? Do we say he left over for himself that he wouldn't have gotten or not? Even in the case you would say it would leave it over to Bob and then to Dave and wouldn't be considered left over for Dave, when he says Chutzmidyota have a shear. Back it up one more time. Let's just read that again. Again, Im Tim Salomer Bayis Laechad Yota Laechad Lo Ave Shear. In a case where you would say that the first case we said that he's given the house to one person, the rooftop to another one, there's nothing left of the first gift to give. Therefore, he doesn't get it. Chutzmidyota, if he says that he's giving only the house except for the rooftop, then Havishir, it is considered that he left over for himself something. And if you remember the Gemara back then, discusses like, you get that anyway. He didn't even say anything, you still get it. So what is it talking about? The zizin, the stuff that stick over into the, the rooftop, the yard that is next door to it. Va'libidor bezvid amar, the amar, this goes according to Rebizid, who says, she'im rotza lotzi bazizin motzi. If the owner wants to stick out beams and roof onto the yard that's next to it, he is able to do this. It must be that since the owner specifically said he left out the rooftop, that he's also left out a place for the beams. And he has a little bit of ownership in the yard that allows him to go ahead to be into the airspace of those beams. Of that yard, meaning the beams themselves are into the airspace. Amar of Yosef Barman Yumi, Amar of Nachman. We were talking about a case of, we know that a person who is a Shchimirah, he gives away all of his stuff that we assumed that he was doing this because he thought he's actually going to die, right? And that's called, a Shchimirah, Man of Shchimirah. And that means that this Matana goes through if he dies. But if he gets better, then it gets canceled out, he gets it back. If he gives only some of his stuff, though, then we don't assume that he was scared of his death, and really it's going to stand if he gets better. If he doesn't get better, it doesn't matter. Now we get more into this. Death on his deathbed, he writes all of his stuff to others. Rowan, let's take a look and see. If it's something that's from the very beginning, says Rashbam, Im b'mechalek shemisha Rishona, Shehischa Lechalik. From the beginning, he was splitting it up. Hayu Bedaito Lechalik, Kol Nechasav, Lo Lesheir Leklomi. He wasn't going to live for himself anything. So when he dies, Kanu Kulam, then all the people that are set up, whether they acquire whatever was set aside for them. Amad Choser Bekulam. And if he gets better, then he can go back on all of these things, because he was giving away everything over here, right? Obviously, he wants to give everything is because he thought he's totally dying over there. But if it turns out that when he first started giving things away, he wasn't going to give away all of it. He's giving some of it to the first person, and then he was going to stop, but he continued going and give more and more and more until he gave away everything, like the Rishbam says. After he gave, Shalzik was quiet. Valor said, L'chalik od. They didn't want to give more. Chazav and Nimlach Batsu, he changed his mind. L'chalik od. So he gave away everything. Then Meis, Kolokulam, he dies, then all of those people are going to get everything. Amad, if he gets better, after that, he recovers from the situation, from the sickness. Eino chozer ela ba'acharon. He can't back out except for the very last gift. Because the very first ones is like, says Rishbam, ela ba'acharon bilvad, de lo ave bashior, aval kamay kanu. First ones, it was kone, it was a stoppage, it was a split situation. Ketani masisan, shior karka, kolshu, matanaso matana. If he leaves over a little bit of karka, then his matana is actual matana. Over here, he started to give, and then he stopped, and it was over, and then he gave more afterwards. So that means that it was a total two separate givings over there. And therefore, the first one stays, he's not able to get it back. And the second one, the last one, he's able to get back. Because that's where he finally got rid of everything, and a person wouldn't do that unless they thought that they were dying. If they get better, then they should get back that last part. Frak the Gemara, how do we know, though? If a guy goes in and he says, I want to give, 50% to number one, and then he's quiet, how do we know that he stopped there and then he changed his mind? Maybe he was just contemplating, trying to figure out, who do I give the next ones to? That's what the Gemara asks. Maybe he's just been thinking to himself, who am I going to give the next one to? And then he continued to go and give. Says Rashbam, Nechush, Dilma, Hai, Deshasek. He was quiet. V'chishev, Ben Matar, L'matar. He's thinking with each one. Lo'evik, he's not changing his mind. Eli, Yunim, Ayin, Ma'yitin, L'kol Echad. He's just trying to figure out what he's going to give to each one. He wanted to give Kol everything. And then he was going to go back on it, right? If he's going to get better, he should get everything back. So why is it that we go ahead and the first ones actually receive it and they keep it? And for the Gemara, no, the general rule when it comes to Shriv Mira is that he would think carefully what he wants to give to each one, and only then start to give away. The fact that he started the process means that he didn't want to, continue it, and he stopped and he changed his mind. Because if he wanted to, then he would have had it clearly before. And he wouldn't have done that. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yuni, Amar Rav Nachman, Shchemer Shekosav Kona Chosav V'Chem, the same person is on his deathbed, he gives all of his stuff away to everyone else, to other people. If somebody gets better, Eino Chozer, he can't go and back out. Interesting. He's giving all of his stuff to other people, it gets better, he can't back out on it. Chashin and Shemi Yeshlo Nechosav V'Medina Acheres, because we're worried that he might have other possession in another country that he held on to himself. In fact, in my half, Elo Masnis the Ketanim, our Mishnah says, Lo Shir Kaka Kol Shehu, if he didn't leave over a thing at all, then Ein Matana Sukayamas, a Matana is not a Matana, he gets it back. Hech Mishkansla, how are you going to find that? If what you're saying is true, that any time a person who's sick, he seems to give away everything, we say, no, baby, he has something somewhere else that we just don't know about, and therefore it's not considered Matana Shchimira, and the people get to get it. So how would we ever find a case of Amanda Shemira? Amar of Chama, Ba'omer Kol Nechasai. When a person uses the Lashon of all of my property given to so-and-so, if he says it's a thing, clearly he didn't have anything else. That's one answer. Mabar of Ashi, Amar, another answer. B'muchzak lan de lesle, where it's a muchzak, where it's clear to us, we know, it's chazak, he doesn't have anything else. Says Rishbam, Sha'anu muchzak in Boshe in Lohib, of the Chasam, we are clear that the guy does not have any other property. We know all he has is the one that he was giving away, and therefore, in such a case, that's what we would say, we're not worried that there's something else. It's a chazaka, there is nothing else. Ibailu, Ibailu. In fact, the Gemara, Chazra b'mikta sabi chazara b'kula olo. Let's say he backs out of part of this matana. Is it considered he backed out on everything or not? Right? You have this sick person, he goes ahead, and what does he say? He says, I'm giving up my stuff. All of my possessions should go to Plony, and then he changes his mind saying some should go to somebody else. What's going to be the din? Right? Did he go back on the entire gift of the first person or only the part that he said specifically? Tashima kulan l'rishon. Let's say if this guy's a shchemira and he decides to go out and give everything to one person, and then he says, you know what, I'm going to give some of it to the second person. Then Shani Khan, the second one, acquires what's given to him. Rishon lo Khan, the first one, doesn't get anything. Because it basically comes out that it's like a full-on retraction, and he's just giving to that second person what he's giving. In fact, the Gemara, my love, Bishop Mace, is this not the case that we're talking about where the guy died, right? Afterwards, he said this so well, and therefore, then the statement that the first person gets nothing is showing that the first gift was totally canceled by the second one. So it's Gemara Lo B'Sha'amad. What we're talking about over here is where the person got better from his sickness. And therefore, there's no reason to think that the second gift was responsible for knocking out the first one. It also makes sense to say this because it says that the afterwards in the Brisa Miksas on the Rishon, if let's see, he says, I'm giving some of myself to the first person, that's guy dying, so I'm giving the first person, the Kulan L'Sheni, and all of it to the second person, the Din is Rishon Kana Sheni Lokan, the first one's going to acquire what's given to him, and the second one doesn't get anything. Now, E Amad Bishamah Bikshamah, you want to talk about a case where the guy got better, Shamachi Sheni Lokana. That would be the reason why the second person doesn't acquire anything. When he died, then both of them should actually acquire what's given to them. But since the Braisa says what it does, it comes out that it's dealing with the case where the person got better. Amar Lei Rav Yemar L'Rav Ashi V'Davi Nami B'Sha'amar. It should also be the Braisa talking about the case where the guy got better. And even so, the Raya is still good. Because Iyamad Bishlam Chazara B'Miksas Havi Chazara B'Kula. If you want to say that retracting on part of it is like retracting the whole thing, Hainu D'Sheni Mi Eskana. That explains why at the beginning of the Braisa, at least the second person is going to get what was given to him. Aliyamar Chazara B'Miksas Lo Havi Chazara B'Kula. If you want to say retracting a little bit is not getting rid of all of it, then Havi K'Mechalik, the case should be similar to the case of the guy who gave out all of his stuff to various people. U'Lechad Minai U'Lo Likne. And in the case of where the guy gets better, neither person should get anything. So the Gemara says, V'hilchusayri chanami, that's good, that makes sense. The hilch is, Chazara b'miktsas, havya chazara b'kula. You chozer a little bit, you're chozer in the entirety of it. Reisha mishkachas la, bein shemes, bein she'amad. So the first part of the Bryce that we can find to apply, whether the guy who's sick, he dies or he gets better. Right? Because the first part of the Bryce is saying that when the person who's sick gives over all his stuff to one person and then part of it to the second person, first person gets nothing and the second one gets all that was given to him. And like we said, we're assuming that a little bit of a retraction is a full on. And we're saying over here that the Shkimira died or he got better. And say for Lomishkachas Lalabiksama, the end of the Bryce is only when he gets better. And that is, and the Bryce has said that when a sick person gave over part of his stuff to one person and then decided to give the rest of it to somebody else, and the first person gets what was given to him, and the second person gets nothing. How do we understand that the second person doesn't get anything? The only way we can see that is to say that the sick person got better and that the second giving over is therefore knocked out, like we know by the regular case, and the person ends up giving everything away. But the first one, he retains it because it's a matana of only some of his stuff, and therefore it's not called the matna shkimira, and the guy gets to keep it. In fact, the Gemara, Ibai Leu, Hignish Kol Nechasef. Right, so we're saying over here when this person goes ahead and he gives it to like individual people. What about if a person wants to get rid of it some other way? Let's say he's Maktish all of his property. Then he got better. Now what's going to be the din? Do we say whenever someone's involved by Hektish? So he completely gave it over, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. He gets better. He dies. It doesn't make a difference. It stays by Hektish. Odilma, or maybe kol legabe nafshe lo gamer umakne. Maybe when a person on his, you know, when he's going to gain from here, then we don't assume that he's going to give it over completely, right? So even though he's giving it to, it's a nice thing. If he's going to lose out like so much, then we wouldn't say that that would be the case. Therefore, he would actually get it back if he got better. So the Gemara. Now, what about Hifkir Kol Nechasav? What's going to be the case if he's Mafkir all of his stuff? Does he get it back if he gets better? Mi Amrin Kevin Daaf La Niyam Kashirim Gamro Makne. Do we say that since poor people have the right to take stuff which is hefker, just like rich people do. So therefore, you know, he's doing a nice little beautiful thing over here. He's giving it away to whoever gets it. Gomer Makne. Therefore, it's a complete giving over. Dilma Kod Ligabi Nafshel Gomer Makne. When he's going to end up losing out, and maybe he's not doing that. And Chile Kol Nechasav LaNiyamai. If the person, let's say, gives it over all to poor people, does he get it back or not? Niyamin and Tzedakah Vadimim or Gomer Makne. If the guy's giving Tzedakah, of course he's giving it up and he doesn't want it back. Dilma Kod Ligabi Nafshel Gomer Makne. He doesn't give it over, he's going to lose out. And for the Gemara, Teku. Good. Question. We leave these questions unanswered. Lishna Achrina, another way of understanding this is Hikdash Konachas of Mao. What's happening in Makdash, all of this stuff? Hivka Konachas of Mao, Chile Konachas of Mao Teku. Where it says it, but you know, without all the both studdim. Okidoki. Now, like we said, a Shchiv Meira who goes and he says that he wants to give someone out, it's only if the way he's speaking is clear that what he wants to do. It's clear he wants to give it away. I'm going to have Sheshis. So let's have this guy. You know, Yito. Let's say he says the words, Ploni should take my stuff. V'yiskat. Or he should, you know, be zochanin. V'yachzik. Or the chazaka. V'yikdin. I require them. Kulan lashon matanin. All these are considered a lashon of matana. Right? Basically, the wording has to just be clear that that's what he's doing, giving away. But Mastisan Tana, af yachasin v'yeiras b'roi liyarsho, even using the lashonas of yachasin or yeiras, right, which are unusual terms, but, you know, ways of giving things over, as long as he's used them in connection with somebody who's roi to be yoresh, that's going to work also. Rav Yochanan ben Broka he. And who is this? That's Rav Yochanan ben Broka, like we've seen many times. Ibai Yilu Fakta Gemara, beep, turn the page. Kuf Mem Tes Amen Aleph. Yehona Behen Mao. Whatever he says, this person should get Hana from it. Then I have a Kula Matana Kamar. Is he saying that all his stuff should go to that person as a Matana? O Dilma, Lishani Menayo Midi Kamar. Or maybe what he's saying is the person should enjoy some Hana from this idea, but he's not really acquiring it. Yero Ben Mao. What a person should be seen with my possessions. Yamud Ben Mao. He should stand with my possessions. Yishon Ben Mao. He should lean on thy possessions. What's going to be the case? The answer is Teku. We don't have an answer to all of these. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.